Blog Talk Radio.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend when people can be so cold? They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. So you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you got a friend.
You got a friend here on Journey into the Light. We're live here on a Tuesday evening, depending where you're at, here in this beautiful country, or you might even be where our guest is from, Australia, down under, where it's Wednesday morning. Can you believe that? Yes, sirree. Yes, sirree. We're here with Rachel Thompson Phillips, as she's here to take your phone calls for readings, psychic readings, healings, whatever on your mind. Call on into the show and then press the 1 on your phone to get in line. Just to tell you really quickly, tonight we'll be having a couple of great shows. We'll be starting at 8 Eastern, so that is in 2 hours. We'll be having on Kendra Walbaum. She's a psychic medium from Canada. She's normally on Sundays. Maybe you remember her on Sundays. She's on there occasionally. Well, she's on tonight, and she has a great following because she gives really great in-depth readings. So that's tonight in 2 hours. Then after that, our show will be joined with another great psychic medium, Pandrea. And she will also be live on Facebook. We're doing more and more of live Facebook so you can see the guest on video. And then you can hear them fully and the show here on Journey Into the Light. It's been really great bringing in more people. People get to see the guest live. People are saying they like that. So you're seeing more and more of that here. And if any of my guests go live on Facebook, I do also share that on my Facebook page. So make sure you're part of my Facebook page so that you get those updates, and make sure you follow the show, Journey Into the Light, to get updates as well there. And if you'd like to speak, do a private session with our guest, Rachel Thompson Phillips. It's very easy to do. You can get a reading, private reading from her, and it's just like getting a reading from someone, you know, in your home state or somewhere here in the United States, because today, with so many ways of connecting around the world, like through Skype, just to name one of many services that you can use that are free, so it's really just as easy these days, and you get a really great reading, you'll find Rachel's contact information here on the show page, or just Google her name. You'll find her also on Facebook as well. Okay, so you guys got the number, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, and we'll be going to calls here shortly, or let's just bring Rachel in here first. And Rachel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Michael, how are you, love?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you.
So, how is things in Australia?
It's just starting to turn a little bit cold, but otherwise it is still a beautiful, like about 16 or 18 degrees during the day. So it's not really cold, but so when we get a little bit of a cold snap, it's like, whoa, that's a bit unusual.
Yeah, well, there's many here in the States that would love to switch places with you right now. So.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Pretty hot, but that's just the way it is. But oh well. Rachel, what's the topic today?
I thought it'd be really interesting to talk about like how easy it is to work from a reaction response with our emotions. Like we get caught up in our emotions so easily and don't actually sometimes take a moment to actually stop and think about what has actually come up for someone. Like we've just had the new moon just the other day, and so that's all about setting intentions. But there's also been the winter solstice, and there's a lot of intense energy out there. So therefore, that means that a lot of people's emotions can be highly charged at the moment. And sometimes we can work from that highly charged place and forget that sometimes the things that we say and do because we're feeling a little bit more emotionally charged can, once we've said those words or done a certain action, we don't get to take it back. We can apologize, but we don't get to take it back. So it's really important to be mindful of where your emotional state is so that you, therefore that you don't work on a reaction response where you're just reacting to whatever is occurring just because of an emotion that's coming up for you. Have you ever had a time, Michael, where you just sort of like, you know, just been really emotionally charged and you have to learn to manage it, especially when you're working on radio or working with lots of other people?
Oh, yes, definitely. speaking of that, I had a situation last night, in fact, where something was said to me on air that wasn't very nice, and I kind of had to, like you say, manage that, you know, what you're feeling, and not, like you say, once you say something, you can apologize, but you can't, you know, you can't take it back. So yeah, it's a great point. It's hard to do, but it's worth doing if you can.
Definitely, because I've always said that words have the potential to either heal or harm. And like, as I said, even if you say something that's really hurtful and you go and apologize, people, a lot of the times people will be quite forgiving, but they're not going to forget that, you know, that you've done that to them. And I think as we become more refined in our own energy, we're less tolerant to that kind of being treated or spoken to in a certain way. And so therefore, like, people are not, you know, before people used to sort of maybe put up with it or, you know, be able to understand it from someone else's point. Whereas now I think people are going, hey, hang on a second. There's a lot of learnings out there these day and age that says teaching people how to learn to manage their emotion. And it's like any other new skill. When you're learning to do that, if you've always worked from a reaction response, it does take time to practice. And that's what I always say to people. Give yourself that permission to know that it's a skill to learn to manage your emotions. And so therefore, it's going to take time before you can really manage it and not so much perfect it, but learn to manage it and also learn to honor and validate the emotions that are coming up for you and realizing that you don't need to necessarily take them out on other people as a way to be able to express those emotions. So, you know, if you have really intense emotions coming up, you can just take a moment just to, we'll just use it as the example as what happened to you, Michael, like when someone says something that's really unpleasant about who you are as a person, you know, if when that happens, you can just take a moment to just stop and just collect yourself and take a deep breath. I know it's really easier said than done, but once you learn to just remember to just stop first, it interjects with the mind's, the neural circuits in our mind, and it makes us go, hey, what are we stopping for? And normally we're so used to responding straight away. Now when you want me to stop, what is it you want me to stop for? And then just take a moment and look at what is it about what's been said to you that's actually affected you? And is there something that you can do to change it? Or if not, do you need to be able to find peace within yourself to be able to understand that that could just be someone else's perception and you don't necessarily have to take that on board. So I think it's always really exciting to learn these new skills and adapt to them. And you'll find that you'll feel much better within your own self, because when you're working from a reaction response, you're always in reaction. So you've always got adrenaline pumping through your body. And that's very, very exhausting. And so when you can give yourself that permission to learn to stop, you're actually allowing your physical body to not always have that adrenaline pumping through you as if you're in defense mode, ready to jump out like a warrior to defend yourself, because things you don't always need to defend yourself. When you start becoming more and more comfortable with yourself, sometimes things that are said to us or actions that are done to us are more of an extension of the other person than it is necessarily about ourselves. So the more that we go into that reaction response, the more we're defending ourselves when it's not necessary. How did you find your approach?
I love that. Yeah, that's spot on, because I think about what you're saying there and I think about what, you know, what I was talking about, and that's exactly what it is. It's about the person who's saying it. It's about them. It's really not about you, though at the time it can be still not easy to deal with. It's just in letting it go, but you're so right. It's to know that, you know, and it's them, not you. And I like the point about you don't have to defend yourself. And that's kind of what I thought, yes, you know, last night. I thought I could go on and defend myself, but there's no reason. I don't need to. I have done nothing to have to defend myself, and I just moved on.
I think that's really, really powerful, because the more you go into defending yourself, the more you're actually engaging in what's being said, and it just continues to explode. And that situation, and it just keeps feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. And then eventually it keeps continuing to go back and forth. You know, nothing gets resolved because no one is actually listening. They're too busy talking to defend themselves than there are to actually look at how do we resolve this issue. And I think that's where it's really important. And that's where, like, that, you know, one thing can happen to a person and they can stew on it and let it brew within them, because they're always in defense mode. And then they always are thinking about what's the next thing that I need to say, the next thing, the next thing. And it can continue on for, like, that one little thing that could be said could continuation in those emotions can last for days. And it, certain things that are said and done don't warrant giving it that space, nor that time or energy, just to validate what someone else has said, because everyone's perception is so very different. You could put five people in one room to one speaker, and each five of those people are going to take a different perception about the words that have been said based on their experiences. And I think that's where we have to give each other permission to be able to say to ourselves, well, that is your perception based on your experiences, and these is my perception, and these are based on my experiences. One is not right and one is not wrong. They're just two different people that have had two different experiences, so therefore they see things differently. And I think that's where it's really important, because everyone is, not everyone, but I find sometimes in situations where emotions are really intense, everyone's just so busy trying to make sure that they come across that they're right. And that doesn't, nothing gets solved when you come from that mind frame, and it just makes people go in and feel not good about themselves, because usually if you've said or behaved a certain way defending yourself, you'll say harmful things or you'll do hurtful things to someone. So now that one little thing that was said is now escalated to moving into really horrible experiences, and some of those things, yes, we can forgive them, but they can leave really deep wounds for people. And I think that's where being mindful of these kind of situations that can trigger this natural response in us can be really important, to go, you know what, I don't want to feel this way anymore. How is it that I actually do want to feel? And then respond from that emotion, not the trigger of bringing in that adrenaline and defensive mode, but checking in with yourself and saying, how do I actually want to feel in this situation? And therefore you'll come across, even it's not what you say, it's how you say it that can be hurtful to someone. So if you take that moment to just check in with yourself, your tone becomes different in how you express your words. And they're all little things that can just de-escalate any sort of situation. And I think it's so very important, because, you know, words that are said to someone, you ask anyone, everyone would have a situation from their childhood where something was said to them that they're still harboring as an adult. And I think that's the wounds that people don't necessarily see. Like if you cut your wrist, someone will see that there's a physical cut. But a word, something that's said that really hurts and affects someone's soul, we don't see that. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. And it doesn't mean that we don't continue to play that out as we get older. So I think it's always so important to be incredibly mindful of the word choices that we use when we feel that we're feeling a little bit more emotionally sensitive.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. That's a really a great point in real timing. I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been, you know, it's something that we all go through, and it's something to, you know, negative energy doesn't, you know, I was talking about this a little bit on the LA show, you know, negative energy never created anything. And when people talk negative, you know, like about the homeless mission, how can you talk, you know, negative about that? I mean, to do nothing, then nothing's accomplished. And, you know, we've really done a lot of great things, not I, but we as a group of listeners, by you know, our greatest accomplishment so far is locating Burroughs into his new home. You know, I just in brief, I, you know, spoke to one of his buddies when he's a homeless guy. And I said over the weekend, I said, have you seen Burroughs lately? And he said a couple hours ago, he went home. And that was like, you know, music to my ears to hear he went home. And yeah, and he's been homeless since 14 and now he's almost 70. So to say, you know, I think we've accomplished a lot in a very short time. And again, it's we, not I. And you know,
it's such a classic example of how one person's perception can be incredibly hurtful to another. And it could have been quite easy for you to have like dropped down into that emotional response of reacting and defending and validating what you're doing, other than just allowing it to just speak for itself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of, you know, in the old days, I would have just dug right in and just had a big blowout argument. But you know, and there's also a time and place for everything, and it's definitely not on a, you know, a live radio show. I mean, I am available other times.
And look, I'm not saying that, you know, that there isn't a time and place for those explosions, because everything has its place, for sure. But it's more about like if you're just reacting all the time to anything that is said to you and taking it the wrong way, or, you know, we're humans. We don't wake up every morning feeling amazing. It's unrealistic to think that. But on those days when you wake up and you don't feel amazing, you could just simply say to yourself, recognize that you're not feeling amazing. Recognize that you could be either feeling, you know, sensitive, or you could be a little bit cranky, and being able to go, okay, this is how I'm actually feeling, and being really honest about it, and then go, okay, well, how am I going to navigate through my day knowing that this is how I feel at that moment? So then by honoring that, you can go, okay, it means that I'm going to have a susceptibility to maybe taking the wrong impression for what someone says. So I'll be mindful of that. And I'll, you know, if someone says something that, you know, really triggers something for me, I can just go away and think about it, because I already know that I'm feeling either tired, upset, or a little bit sensitive. And I can go away and think about it first. And then if I'm unsure, I can come back and have that same conversation with that person, but not having to like deal with it right there and then. And you know what? We're here to learn, grow and develop. So we'll just no longer develop that skill. And then a different situation will come up and you'll be like, oh, wow, I could have done that differently. Or it's ongoing. It's not like you go, okay, well, I'm just going to learn this skill set and peace out. I never have to worry about doing this ever again. No, there will be certain situations that, you know, you may behave or say something inappropriate and you go back to the drawing board again and you go, well, what can I find sheen in those skills again? So it's lifelong. But I think as we get older, we get better at it.
Yeah, right, right. And yeah, that's really a great topic, Rachel. Thanks for bringing that up. I know it helped more people than just me, but it was really, and it's good just to talk to people too. I mean, the worst thing when things, you know, get said to you negative is to be by yourself, and then it just builds and you know, and people should, you know, they may feel certain things, but they should, I think like, you know, what I'm adding to the conversation, is that going to be constructive? Is it going to be positive? Or should this be, you know, should I just let this sit? And I just, that's just how I feel. I think, you know, it's, what we're saying, are my words coming out? Is it going to be for the highest good of all?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. totally agree. Because there are certain conversations that I think in a group situation are always going to create an emotional disturbance between people, like politics, religion. You know, there's certain topics that are always going to always bring up emotions for each person, because each person has a completely different point of view on that. So, you know, I think also be really mindful of the kinds of topics that you have around certain groups of people, and whether that's going to, you know, really trigger something for someone, or whether you can talk about those things that are a little bit sensitive, but be incredibly sensitive in the way that you approach it. If you come from a really curious point of view of being curious of people's religion, rather than accusatory, saying one's better than the other, I think, you know, depending on what your intention is when you bring up certain conversations will also help navigate the direction in which the conversation goes to.
Right. That's a great point. You know, politics, especially this year, very, very volatile, and religion's always been. So, I think on religion, you know, if it works for you, great. And so I don't ever want to dig into, I like to explore religion to find out information, like scholars and stuff like that. I've got one coming on in August on the LA show. I'm really looking forward to that, studied all the major religions. And I love that. I love knowing more, but not to say one's better than the other. No. So.
That's right. That's what I was meaning, like that intention of, you know, it's so great to, when you can come from a curious point of view, it's amazing how you can actually learn so much. Because when you become curious, you're actually wondering, maybe why does someone see that? What's the benefit of them having that opinion? What drew them to that? And so you actually get to learn more about that a person, as well as not just the decision that they're making. So I think that is also really important, to have that curiosity when around certain topics as well, will also change the direction and de-escalate something that could quite easily go a little bit crazy, and bring it back down into something that it takes away the fire from a situation too.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's just, and some people have the art of talking about it without, you know, being judgmental on it. And others, I mean, they're just real volatile that, you know, that this is just the way it is and there's no other way. And that's fine for yourself, but I just, in a public setting, like especially on radio, that's not kosher. I don't know if that's the right word or what. I'm not. But, you know, lastly, I'll say before we go to callers is, you know, I grew up Catholic, but I didn't know a lot about it. But as I become a young adult and I married my wife and she was a different religion, she wanted to know about the Catholic religion. So she asked me a lot of questions. I didn't know the answers, like why we do certain things. I didn't know why we did it. We just did it. So I went in and basically looked into it, like why do we do this, this, and this? And I was amazed, you know, like where this comes from, what tradition, what setting, who, you know, all this stuff. I just fell in love with just the knowing of, and I think that's what's so great about learning and on, you know, different things.
Yeah, I think it's always important to become curious, because there is to learn your own self, because I mean, when we're children, we're just taught, you know, this is how things go and that's the only way of doing it. But as we get older, we start realizing that, you know, there's this whole array of differences out there, and that can contradict what you've been taught, or, you know, what your family has said to you, because we always look to our family to guide us, to teach us, you know, what's right and wrong. And so I think it's so important that, you know, as we get older and we start recognizing that there's all these differences in the world, if we have that ability to open ourselves and expand our mind and think, you know, there are, it's like that saying, there's always more than one way to get to the end result. So there's always more than one way that people get to express religion and all these other different types of topics. And I think when you become really curious, it's amazing how much your own capacity to expand in your own mind is greatly opened, all simply through becoming curious and asking questions, not making assumptions, but actually asking a question. And it really opens the conversation, and this beautiful line of communication can be done, rather than one person going, this is how it is, the other one's going, no, it doesn't, and it just turns into turmoil. So I think, you know, people recognize there's always lots of different ways to approach a certain any given conversation, can also definitely change the direction from which it goes straight away.
Right. Yep, exactly. Well, why don't we take some callers here and see what
beautiful.
They have. Okay, great. 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and we're going to go first to area code 650. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Miranda. How are you, love?
I'm good, Rachel. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, love.
Yeah, so I was just wondering what you pick up regarding a possibility of me moving into a new home. It's just prices are a little bit high where I live right now, so I don't know whether it's going to happen anytime soon. Just whatever you pick up.
Okay, well, when I do the readings on radio, I use my oracle cards, and the card that's come up for you right at this point is saying pieces of the puzzle. So when that comes up in conjunction to the question that you asked me, I would say that all of the things are starting to fall into place as far as being able to make this move. I think there needs to be a little bit more of an allowance given. I feel like there needs to be a little bit more give in the budget in order for you to have everything that you want. I'm not saying be exorbitant, but I'm saying if something's just a little bit and it ticks off all of the boxes, it's worth it, because it's going to come back to that fact of you being really, really happy. Whereas I feel like if you become so rigid with your budget, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying blow it out, because that's just, you know, that's not sensible. But if it's just a little bit more and it feels, and you need to be careful of that, because when you walk into a place, you're going to be able to feel if it feels beautiful for you and if it's everything that you want. If you walk in the door to a place and it doesn't feel right, then just move on, okay? But I feel like everything is definitely moving into place for you, and I would see that move will be within the next 3 months, and that you'll come into a place where you are really, really happy. And my suggestion is then that once you're in that house, just take a couple of months to just really sit and really enjoy all of this hard work that it's taken to get to this, and really just relish in just being in your new surroundings before making any new decisions. Because I feel like you could quite easily move into the house and then go, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And not give yourself permission to really enjoy what you have created. Because I feel like you're a really creative person, and that once you get into a place, I feel like even your style is going to change as far as your home decor. And I feel like there's going to be new little trinkets and new little ways that you would like to, you know, women, we're very creative women. We always like to move furniture around in our place, create a new atmosphere. And I feel like there's some changes around that home decor that you would like to really explore. So, you know, have a play in there. You know, if you move in and something doesn't sit right or it doesn't look right for you, then move it around. But give yourself that space to just really enjoy this whole new move over the next couple of months for yourself, love. So I hope that helps. You'll find that synchronistic events will occur to come in and let you know that you're on the right path with the property. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
That's my pleasure, love. You have a nice day.
You too.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And going next to 978, welcome. Can we get your first name? 978 area code, are you there? Kathleen? Anybody? Last time going, 978 area code, are you there? And they're gone. Okay. let's go to area code 706. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Iris from Georgia.
Hi, Iris. How are you, love?
I'm okay. And you?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to know, where do you see my love life going?
Okay, so the card that's come out for you, love, as far as your question is Rise Above. I feel like at this point there is, were you listening to the show just a moment ago, love, where we were talking about emotions?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like there is a disturbance within your relationship that's making you both question if this is the right relationship for you, rather than just realizing that that you both have a different opinion about what you want, and that just because you have a different opinion about it, one isn't right and one isn't wrong. They're just a different viewpoint, and it's about finding a way to what's the word that I'm looking for? When two people bring an idea together and then you expand from that. I can't even think of the word. But the Rise Above card means rise above this situation that's going on for you and not get caught up in it. Okay, I feel like the relationship is the right thing for you, but you need to be able to be compassionate and be able to be understanding of each other's point of view, and then come to a really nice conclusion and realizing that there's more than one way to get something, to get that end result. I'm really trying hard to find what that word is in my mind, but I can't find it. I feel like this relationship is a really nice. Sorry?
Are you talking about compromising?
Yes. Yes, that's definitely the word I was looking for. Thank you. Thank you. That was exactly the word my brain was searching for. So I feel like the compromises need to be made on both parties, whereas I think you can both be like really quite headstrong. And if you feel like you need to compromise, you feel like you're actually saying, well, yours is better than mine. And when you come from that mindset, it just keeps the situation going that doesn't need to. So this is where... this is a classic example of what we were talking about this morning, is that when you can come in and, you know, not always, if there is a situation that's coming up that's causing you both to react, just both walk away. And then when you can both be calm, sit down and actually sit down and discuss. And you'll find that you are actually coming both from the same point of view, but you're just coming at it from a different direction. And so therefore you'll actually find that you'll actually end up having a little bit of a giggle when you realize that you're both sort of butting heads about the same situation. And I think listening is also going to be a little bit more important in this relationship. I find that I get a really nice feeling with this relationship. So I think it's really worth the investment to really invest in this relationship and give all of yourself to this, because I feel like there's a little bit of you that's a little keeping just a little bit reserved just for yourself, just in case something wasn't to work. I'm getting the impression, and I'm hearing in my head someone saying to me, give it everything, jump in, it's really worth the investment. Of you'll end up having a very happy life with this person.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's my pleasure, love. Thanks for calling.
All righty, bye-bye.
Alrighty, before we go to our next call, Rachel, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
No problems. People can find me on my website, which is rachelthompsonphillips.com, and they can find the spelling on the Blog Talk Radio site. And they can also find me on Facebook under Rachel Thompson Phillips, and feel free for anyone to like to send me an email as well, which is rachel@rachelthompsonphillips.com. And yeah, they can go on and have a look at the oracle cards that I use when I do readings here for people on the call. And it's really the thing I wanted to share is that the prices that are set on my website are in Australian, so you'll actually find that they're a lot cheaper for people in America because your conversion rate is so high. So it works out an advantage for you guys.
Yeah, no, that's very cool for the States people. So there you go. Get a discount there that way. So it's a great time.
But I can just go on and have a look and they'll find on my website or even just on my Facebook page, I put up a daily oracle card. At least that way people can actually see the kind of cards that I'm using when I'm doing readings here on the show.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller. 916 area code. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Deborah. How are you, love?
I'm good. My reason for my call, my question today has to do with my brother, who's been going through a lot lately, and problems that he's having with his wife are affecting their kids and the family members. So I want to know how is this going to, you know, play out? It's gotten to the point where police have been called, that kind of thing.
Okay, so the very first impression that comes to mind is that I think for both of them, neither of them are making a decision about what they want to do. And so therefore it's just escalating the problem. They either want to stay together, and therefore it means that there are certain areas within their relationship that requires outside help. They don't have the capacity. They're both too emotionally charged for them to be, I want to use the word civil. I feel like they look at each other and it's like putting, you know, a cat and a dog together, just about ready to rip each other's eyeballs out. So I feel
exactly.
like they actually
yeah.
really need to bring in, if they do decide to stay together, then to bring in, I'm not saying a counsellor, but bring in some professional help that will become like a mediator. So therefore, they're both so busy yelling and screaming at one another that neither of them are actually really listening to what anything has to say. So therefore, it just keeps going around in a circle. Or make the other conscious decision, because there's only two choices here. You either stay and make it work, or you go your own ways and then be amicable about how can you both continue to be great parents for these children, because I don't think they're really taking into the consideration. They're both so volatile at this point and so working from a space where they're so hell-bent on making sure that their opinion is right, that they're really not taking
exactly.
into
yeah.
any consideration of the consequences and the actions that it's creating for their children. I feel like if it was to keep going on, is the eldest a girl?
The children, you mean?
Yes. Sorry, love. Is the eldest child a girl?
No, they're both boys. They're babies. I mean, one's a baby, one's a toddler.
Okay, is one probably, I know even though they're little, is one a little bit more sensitive than the other? So probably
yeah,
would come across
the one
like a real mama's boy? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I will find that the thing that I'm picking up with this, and that's probably why I thought maybe it was more feminine, because it's a real soft. He is a child that is detrimentally affected by emotions, highly charged emotions, and therefore you'll find that he will be sick more often, he will cry more often, he'll be like real mama's boy, which, you know, when mum's feeling agitated, sometimes that feels good, but other times it's quite irritating. So it's having quite an impact on the children, which they're well aware of, but they're only thinking about how it's affecting the children. They're not actually taking into consideration how is it actually making the children feel. And that's very, very different, because they both tend to think, well, you know, they're only so little, they won't really know. Do you know what I mean? But they do.
Mm-hmm.
So for me at this point, as I said, both of them either need to make a decision and make a commitment or decide to walk away, but learn to remember that they're both great parents and that they can parent just as beautifully being apart, and sometimes that's better than two people staying together and like ripping each other's heads off all the time. So it's just because no one's making a decision that it just keeps going around the circle, because then they just, the reason that I feel like they're actually staying together is so then it becomes a blame game. They can't wait to tell everyone about how horrible the other person is without taking any into consideration their own accountability for their responsible role in the situation.
That's exactly what they're doing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they
to me, the impression I get
for,
yeah, that's right there. And I feel like everyone's in, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, love, but I feel like everyone's allowing this to keep to continue. And let me finish what I say by that.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's listening to their and trying to find a solution for them, they're being really irresponsible, because they can just create this absolute drama and this horrible experience, and everyone else comes in to try and fix the problem. They walk away and they don't even think about it, because they know that they're leaving it up to someone else to find that. So I feel like, I think you're definitely a really strong woman, and I feel like if you were to come in and go, you know what, make a choice, that they would be like, oh my God, I didn't actually, you know, where is that coming from? But it actually then puts the responsibility back onto them. Because at the moment,
actually,
they're not
I did do that. This was yesterday I did, and I did an action behind that and nothing came of it. And it's just like what you said. It's like everything went back to normal. It's like I tried to do that strong decision. I did it and nothing happened.
Then just keep continuing
that behavior.
But that's okay. The next moment that they tell you about the next drama, just say, look, I already gave you my advice on this. If you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. But I don't want to have to listen to this all the time because this is having a massive impact on everyone, not just you guys.
Right,
so always
right.
find an onus to put that responsibility on. Don't become the dumping ground where they just get to jump all of their stuff on you and then you try and find the solution. You didn't create the problem, so why is it up to you to find the solution? Put the responsibility back on them. They need to learn to act like adults and be responsible and accountable for the things and their actions and the world that they're creating, and realize from coming from that maturity level is realizing that their actions are having an impact on their children. And so what they're doing has a much bigger impact than it just being about them. They've both just become a little bit selfish.
Right. And that's what I'm afraid of. I don't think they're ever going to see how selfish they are. And this has been an ongoing thing.
Well, they won't. Well, everyone keeps supporting and trying to find the solution for them. Whereas if everyone just says, look, you know, what you've created is you've got choices, make a different choice, then they'll start going, oh, wow. Okay, then. And you'll find they'll get really upset and cranky at you actually even being that way. But it's only because they're just so used to doing a certain... It's like anything. When someone has to actually create something different, they're always going to resist at the beginning. But the more that they
right.
keep hearing that this is your stuff, deal with it, then the light bulb will have to go on. But then it still comes down to them making a choice. So I would just,
okay.
if it was me, it would be just like, you know, if that's how you want your world to be, that's cool. But I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm happy
yeah,
to sit and get together and have a conversation about anything else, but I don't want to hear about all of this stuff going on, especially if you guys are doing nothing to make anything different.
Right. Okay. I'll keep doing what I'm doing then.
Yeah. And just remember, it's not up to you, because I feel like you're taking on all of this responsibility yourself. I feel like you are the fix-it person for everyone. Just remember, when you take on board other people's emotional problems, it can have a massive impact on your own self, on a physical and mental, emotional. And you have to work out whether your own self is, whether it's worth investing in this kind of, how much energy you invest in that area
yeah.
of your world, because it's not bringing any happiness and it's actually depleting you on a massive level, and you're retracting in certain situations because you're feeling like that you should be able to fix this. And it can't be fixed if it's not yours to fix in the first place, love. So just try and be a little bit mindful and be a little more sensitive to listening to how you're thinking and how is this affecting you. Okay, don't always be making it about them, because it is having a massive impact on your own self-love.
Yes, that's why I try to stay out of it, but it got to a point where I had to step in, you know, and because I am aware of the negativity and the effect and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am aware, believe me.
Good. Just make sure you take care of you first, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for your call there. And it's like we got all the calls in, but we're out of time too. So, Rachel, thanks so much for coming on. Great show. Next week, just a heads up, we won't be here because it's July 4th. Will be next Tuesday. So everybody will be out celebrating, lighting fireworks, all that good stuff. So we'll see you back in 2 weeks then.
Wonderful. Well, you guys all have a wonderful 4th of July, and I look forward to seeing you all in a couple of weeks' time.
Okay. Take care.
See you
all
later.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Rachel. All right, everybody. And here on Journey of Light, we'll be back here in just a little over than an hour. So come back in an hour, and we'll have a couple more hours of Journey of Light. Thank you.